There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. Join us here on the radio on this live Sunday edition of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. We'll talk about FLACA coming up. Never heard of that before? Well, you haven't been reading the headlines recently. It's been in the news, actually, over the last week or so. I've seen multiple headlines about FLACA, some sort of supposedly new drug that's making people do crazy things.
I thought it was a rap star who had that name.
There is a rap star by that name, isn't there? I don't know his full name, but Flocka Flav or something like
Flav,
that?
Flocka Flav, yeah. Ricka Flocka Flav. I don't know. Flicka Flocka Flav. I don't have any clue.
Not to be confused with Flava Flav.
Not to be confused. Listening to Free Talk Live will confuse you about the names of rappers.
Yes. So we'll continue on that here in a moment. Also, Venezuela power crackdowns, meaning that you can't really get power anymore that easily in Venezuela. And toilet paper's already been tough to find out there. So things are not getting better. Let's go first, though, to your phone calls and thoughts. Ian and Mark in the studio. We'll start with Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom.
Yesterday... a New York City cop was rushed to hospital and is currently in Jamaica Hospital in critical condition after receiving a gunshot wound to the face. It seems the plainclothes cop was on patrol, and this human being happened to be there who was adjusting a belt, and you can tell by how that they're adjusting it, they got this weight there and figured, hey, maybe this guy might have a gun. And never mind the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, the cop decided to start trouble, and the person pulled out the gun and fired. So let that be a lesson to the New York Police Department. If the Bill of Rights does not get through your head, a bullet will get through your head.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Obviously I support the right to carry a firearm, and I don't support, however, violence against the government, so I don't agree with where Tom comes from. He frequently calls and sort of half suggests violence against the police. He never really comes out and says it, but he likes to tell stories that allow him to revel in those kind of situations.
It seems like things are changing in America, right? Like, cops not too long ago were really, really considered the good guys by, the news and everything out there. It seems like the whole world's blowing up. I don't know what the circumstances were of the shooting, and I certainly don't support just, shooting people.
Let's talk to Jeff. Because, by the way, if you take that route, eventually the cops are going to come get you, and you'll probably end up dead, too.
Eventually.
Those circumstances. let's go to Jeff in Elgin, Illinois. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, you guys.
Hey, welcome.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you. You're right. Christ said to Peter, they that live by the sword die by the sword. So, that's a good point. Even if, like, when I heard the situation, I thought the guy just shot at a cop, but he might not have realized that the cop was, a cop or something might have thought.
No, it sounded like that the cop was trying to arrest him for having a gun in the first place.
Right, and they may have actually known who each other were. It's hard to say. Someone there said that was saying that the people who are on drugs or having a lot of children and stuff, I think a little while ago, was something like that.
Mark was making was essentially that poor people are more likely, or less intelligent people are more likely to have children.
Yeah, I think that people that make poor decisions are more likely to be poor, right? And people that make poor decisions are more likely to do drugs, is kind of what I'm saying.
You can be rich and have made poor decisions. You just have to stop making the poor decisions.
I've made a lot of poor decisions, and I'm living a middle-class life, and it's,
right.
Things are pretty good.
I don't think it's true what you said, Mark. You said that poor people are more likely to use drugs. I don't think that's a true statement.
No, people that make bad decisions are more likely to use drugs.
I don't think that's a true statement either. I think there's plenty of rich people who use drugs.
People who make bad decisions are more likely. People who make bad decisions are more likely to be poor. People who make bad decisions are more likely to do drugs.
I disagree.
Okay. That's because you'll call everything a drug from aspirin, alcohol, cigarettes, and everything like that. What we're usually, when people use the term drugs as a moniker and say do drugs, what they're talking about specifically is a set of drugs like crank, crack, heroin, and a variety of things
like
that.
But cocaine's a very popular rich person's drug.
Is it used on a daily basis by rich people?
Yeah, absolutely.
Some of them.
Yeah.
And it's a poor decision, Ian.
Well, maybe, okay. But that doesn't... Anyway, go ahead, Jeff.
Well, thank you. What I was going to say was, in nature, the creatures that have young that might not survive have a lot of offspring. And there may be a parallel here that people who are on drugs, their offspring may not survive their stupidity, so that they have to have a lot of offspring to compensate for that.
I suppose that makes some sense.
Well, the offspring is more likely to survive because, you know, people in society will sort of pick up the ball. I mean, there's family members, there's welfare. So
they're not... Isn't it really just making bad decisions when it comes around, comes to protection? I mean, I say that I was lucky to not have kids before I was ready, but I took precautions. You know, I'd use condoms, maybe not as regularly as I should have, but I'd use condoms. I'd withdraw certain circumstances. I'd, you know, make sure I was with a woman who was, trustworthy enough to take her medication on a relatively daily basis. Now, there isn't a male pill out there. At some point, I then chose to get a vasectomy. So, I made some pretty good decisions around reproduction. Isn't this really just people who aren't making good decisions around their reproductive responsibilities?
Whoops, I guess Jeff didn't want to finish that conversation. Anyway, maybe it was just an accidental thing. You're asking the universe, Mark.
I don't know. I mean, you know, the idea that animals whose young is less likely to survive are more likely to have more young, yeah, I suppose that makes some sense, but I don't think that's the reason. I think that the reason that people, drug addicts or whatever, might have more kids is because they're just not paying attention to things they need to pay attention to. A lot of times they don't pay attention to things like brushing their teeth.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're
taking birth control is not going to be on the top priority of somebody who's looking for another crack fix.
If you're not brushing your teeth, you're not thinking about, the last time you got your depo shot.
But to go back to what you were saying before, Mark, I mean, look, it's not a good idea to do cocaine every day. In fact, I don't recommend cocaine at all. I never tried it. I'm not interested in it. But that said, rich people can afford to do cocaine every day. Rich people don't have to go out and rob a grocery store or whatever, or steal from someone's car, break and enter, do the things that poor people do to have the same habit. A rich person can just go get cocaine from their dealer and do it as often as they like and have virtually no consequence because, one, they're very rarely pulled over compared to poor people. You know, if you're driving a Lexus or a Beamer or something like that, which is in good shape, you're not.
Even if you are pulled over, you're less likely to be searched.
Yeah. Right, so you're not as likely to be hassled by the police for these things, and you don't have a look of somebody who's a drug addict because you're able to take care of yourself better. You can afford to have toothpaste and cocaine at the same time. Somebody in a rich situation is less likely to be caught, so they're less likely to become a statistic on this. But that doesn't mean that they're less likely to do drugs. I completely disagree. In fact, rich people, you could argue, like a stay-at-home housewife, rich stay-at-home housewife, very likely to do drugs because she's bored to tears and she wants something to excite, make her life more exciting.
Well, I don't know what the statistics are, but I'm still talking about good decisions and bad decisions.
Yep.
And I'm going to come down on a different point than you because you just like the idea of talking about drugs and equality and all that stuff. And I don't think that that's really the issue for me. It's about bad decisions. It's, if you're a rich housewife whose husband, says that you can stay home, you don't have any kids to take care of there, and, you've got the kind of money that he's maybe making $500,000 a year, and you can just drop as much money as you want on cocaine, fine. I'm not even going to go so far as to call that a terrible decision. However, if you're struggling to make ends meet, and you choose to... Like, everything has to give. Money's fungible. So if you're, taking money away from better nutrition for your child, better education for your child, you're making a worse decision than that housewife. Okay?
Yeah, sure.
Even if you choose to only do crack on the weekends versus the housewife. Like, yeah. This is the point. You're poor because you make bad decisions.
No doubt.
Not always. I mean, there's certainly people that are poor for a variety of reasons.
I'm completely with you on that statement. I was only disagreeing with you on the idea that rich people are less likely to use drugs.
No, I never said it.
Okay,
I said people who make bad decisions are more likely to do drugs. I didn't say it. Stop just twisting my words.
I misunderstood you. It sounded pretty clear to me earlier. Wacka Flacka Flame, apparently, is the rapper's name. More coming up.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves with money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We're doing the live Sunday edition of the program. You're invited here to join us on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-453 with you in studio tonight. Ian here.
And Mark.
Coming up, we'll tell you what FLACA is. It's been in the news recently. Is it a new drug that's hitting the streets that's super dangerous? Or has it been around for a long time? 855-453. And what are people doing while they're on it, allegedly? First, I want to tell you about the Pocket Power Plus, though. It is a source of backup power so small you can put it in your pocket. Or
what I have.
Yeah, or your glove box, or your briefcase, or your purse. You're going to want to have this thing with you wherever you are, because whether you've got a smartphone or a laptop or whatever the power-hungry device, this thing can keep it going. In some cases, it can go for days if necessary. And also, it'll, in some circumstances, be so powerful that it can jumpstart a car. In fact, it even comes with a full accessory pack that includes the jumper cables. So go and get your Pocket Power Plus over at PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. You get it at half off there, and you can use coupon code FTL to save even more. So wherever you are, whether you're stuck in an airport or you're in the car for longer than you expected, or you just want to go off the grid for a while, the Pocket Power Plus can become your own personal mini power plant. So go to PocketPowerPlus9.com. Plus, this thing's guaranteed. For some reason you're not satisfied with it, they'll take it back. So PocketPowerPlus9. .com. You got nothing to lose except your battery power. PocketPowerPlus9.com, code FTL. Let's jump into the story here about FLACA. I saw the headlines all over, and, you know, I just am a sucker for a good drug story about some new scary thing that's on the streets. Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the AP reporting. One man ran naked through a Florida neighborhood, tried to have sex with a tree, and told police he was the mythical god Thor. You like Thor, don't you, Mark?
I like the Marvel Comics version of Thor.
Not this one? Not this version with the sex with a tree version?
I'm trying to piece that all together.
Another ran nude down a busy city street in broad daylight, convinced a pack of German shepherds was pursuing him.
Wow, this is some pretty serious stuff.
Two others.
What is FLACA?
Well, I'll tell you. Two others tried separately to break into the Fort Lauderdale Police Department. They said they thought people were chasing them, and one wound up impaled on a fence. The common element to these and other bizarre incidents in Florida in the last few months is FLACA.
Has to be Florida.
An increasingly popular synthetic designer drug, also known as Gravel, and readily available for $5 or less per vial.
Oh, boy.
It's a growing problem for police after bursting on the scene in 2013. It's the latest in a series of synthetic drugs that include ecstasy and bath salts. See what they do here? They tie in ecstasy with FLACA, even though nobody on ecstasy has ever done those things. I mean, I could see someone running nude on ecstasy, but
nothing I've heard about bath salts has been good, though.
Not trying to break into the police department or hallucinating German shepherds pursuing them.
This sounds for all the world like Belladonna or Angel Trumpets or one of these highly hallucinogenic drugs that, frankly, is all it's all over. I mean, the Angel Trumpets you can get are in people's lawns.
They say, the police say that FLACA is even easier to obtain in small quantities through the mail. FLACA's active ingredient is a chemical compound called alpha-PVP, which is on the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration's list of controlled substances most likely to be abused. It's usually made overseas in countries such as China and Pakistan.
Wow.
FLACA, a derivative of the Spanish word for thin, pretty woman, is usually sold in a crystal form and is often smoked using electronic cigarettes, which are popular with young people and give off no odor. It can also be snorted, injected, or swallowed. Don Maines, a drug treatment counselor with the Broward Sheriff's Office, says, "I've had one addict describe it as $5 insanity. They still want to try
it
because it's so cheap. It gives them heightened awareness. They feel stronger and more sensitive to touch, but then the paranoia sets in. Judging from the evidence being seized by police around Florida, FLACA use is up sharply. Submissions for testing to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement Crime Labs have grown from 38 in 2013 to 228 in 2014, and at the Broward Sheriff's Office Laboratory, FLACA submissions grew from fewer than 200 in 2014 to 275 already in just the first 3 months of this year, according to their department spokesperson. Chad Brown, the FDLE supervisory special agent, says it's something we're watching. It is an emerging drug. According to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, reports of flaca or gravel have also surfaced in Ohio, Texas, and Tennessee, but Florida appears to be the nation's hotspot. In one recent case, 22-year-old Jamie Nicole Lewis was charged in a DEA complaint with conspiracy to distribute flaca after DEA agents based in London accepted U.S.-bound, or intercepted rather, U.S.-bound packages of the drug that were made in Hong Kong. An undercover DEA agent posing as a delivery company employee then brought the package to Lewis's home in Palm Beach County, according to the court affidavit. Synthetic drugs are illegal and present a grave danger to our community, particularly our children, said the U.S. attorney in that case. Lewis is being held without bail and due to enter a plea next week. Her attorney said prosecutors will have to prove she knew the packages contained illegal drugs. A man believed to be the flaca ringleader in this case is also charged but has not been arrested. James West, a 50-year-old homeless man, was caught on surveillance video in February trying to kick the heavy glass front door of the Fort Lauderdale Police Department, finally cracking it.
You know you're high when
you're trying to break into the police department. He finally successfully cracked the door with large rocks. Bleeding above one eye, West told officers he was desperate for help from the police because, quote, he was being chased by 20 to 25 individuals and he didn't know why. He later admitted to police that he had smoked flaca. In March, Shaynard Neely got impaled through the buttocks on the department's 10-foot-high security fence while trying to climb over, convinced he was being pursued and that, quote, he needed to go to jail or they would kill him, police said. Neely, age 37, also told officers that he had smoked flaca. It took hours for rescuers to cut him down.
Oh, how awful.
In Palm Beach County, a SWAT team had to talk Leroy Struthers, age 33, off a rooftop in January. He had fired a shot from up there, claiming he was being followed by a Haitian gang that had threatened his family. Struthers, who was charged with being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm, told officers he had smoked flaca and could not remember how he got on the roof.
This reminds me of this when Belladonna and Angel Trumpets were going around in Florida. There was an incident that I saw on the news of a young man who, I believe he ran to the neighbor's house to, and the neighbor called the police, because he ran to the neighbor's house because there was a monster in his pool.
Oh my.
Eating his little brother. Now, the neighbor assumed that this was an alligator or something like that. You know, let's call the authorities, 911, first thing. The police arrived on the scene. Turns out this man didn't have a pool. There was no monster in it, and he never had a little brother. So, you know, I mean, like, you're pretty messed up when this happens. I really would like to know what's in this stuff.
We'll tell you more about it.
Reports.
In a moment. Steve is on the line in St. Louis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, you're on the air.
Mark, how you doing? So actually, you brought something up. Well, I guess the music going.
What did you want to talk about tonight?
Well, I was going to mention something about the Angel Trumpets, but
I want to hear about it. Hang on, Steve. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. And then we'll talk about flaca. There's a story over at Gawker that's kind of a different perspective on it than the mainstream media. 855-450-FREE. Take control of Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with the new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here on the air. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. We're talking about scary drugs. Flacca. A lot of people in the news for doing some crazy stuff, ostensibly while on this substance, which is relatively new to the scene, or at least that's the way the AP is reporting on it. We've got the Gawker version of the Flacca story in a moment. Their headline, What's Flacca and Is It Real? A Guide to the New Moral Panic Death Drugs. So we'll get to that version of it here in just a moment. We're going to continue with your phone calls first, but also want to let you know how to get Bitcoin. Maybe you've been thinking about it. The price currently today, it actually peaked up a little bit today from what it's been in the last few days. It's up to about I saw it hit 240 earlier today.
About 240 right now.
So, you know, you can go and grab some Bitcoin. You don't know if it's going to go up or go down. I think that generally, though, over time, I hope it'll go up. I think it certainly could. Bitcoin is an amazing technology.
Yeah, you know, some people have blamed Free Talk Live for suggesting people buy Bitcoins when they were higher prices than they are now. And I'd like to point out that, you know, the Bitcoin market, is very new, and that means it doesn't have a lot of safeguards in it for things that might happen. There was a situation, two situations actually, where Mark Karpeles, the guy who created Mt. Gox, this website that is now in bankruptcy, and it really caused a lot of problems in the Bitcoin sphere. Essentially, the reason that Bitcoin shot up to 210, I think, on the first run, I can't remember exactly what the number was, but it was in the 200s, and then it bottomed back down and then shot up to like 1100.
Mm-hmm.
The reason it did that was because of these two trading bots that Mark Karpeles had running on Mt. Gox, and they essentially drove the market. And so at this point, we don't know what Bitcoin's supposed to be. And I think...
Sure we do. It's supposed to be 240.
Well, it's supposed to be 240.
That's what it is right now.
But was it supposed to be 1100 when it was being manipulated?
I don't know, Mark. I don't know. I guess I don't really understand enough to really say that I agree with the idea that one person could possibly manipulate Bitcoin. I think that suggests that Bitcoin is really weak.
Well, if that person was the manager of the largest Bitcoin exchange at the time, mm-hmm. yes.
But there were other Bitcoin exchanges.
There were, but that doesn't mean that you can't drive. You still drive demand if you're controlling the largest Bitcoin exchange.
But couldn't you like not withdraw from the Mt. Gox exchange?
Don't you think it's odd that the prices got driven up by these two bots?
I don't know. I'm taking you at your word. I have no idea if that's the truth or not.
That is the news
story.
Sounds
like speculation.
Not speculation. No, there's stories out there about what happened. I mean, I'm telling you the name of it. It was called Willybot. It's not speculation.
Okay.
I'm not thinking, you know, maybe there's a computer program out there called Willybot.
Uh-huh. So what would stop someone from doing that now?
Well, the exchanges are far more diversified. Thank God somebody drove a stake through the heart of Mt. Gox.
Huh. Well, anyway, Mark, I don't know about all that, but I know that Bitcoin seems to be here to stay.
Yeah, it's here to stay. I'm bullish on it in the long term. I don't know what it's going to do in the short term. I don't know whether it's going to bottom out, go back up. I don't know.
There are companies all around the world who are accepting Bitcoin, and more of them by the week. I am excited about it. I think that if you're ready to get some, you can go to expresscoin.com. And by the way, if you look at the charts, it's been a lot more stable in the last, year, basically?
Yeah.
Since that peak that you were talking about.
I don't think stability is really of any value at this point.
That's what some people want.
There's all kinds of altcoins out there for those people. If you want stability, go get Tendercoin.
But you can't do anything with an altcoin.
Fine.
So what's the point? Don't recommend people buy altcoins.
If that's what they want.
If you really want to get some altcoins, ExpressCoin has some of those too, but they don't have them all. They've got Litecoin, they've got Dogecoin, maybe a couple others. Go to ExpressCoin.com, get your first Bitcoin. There's no risk because you can actually use, no risk as far as you don't pay a percentage fee on top. So you would pay, you'd get Bitcoin just for the flat cash value without a fee if you use code FTL, up to $40 worth of Bitcoin. Obviously, there's no risk. I don't want to make it sound like there's no risk. You shouldn't buy Bitcoin unless you can afford to lose whatever it is you put into it. So let me be clear with that. ExpressCoin.com, code FTL, gets you up to $40 worth for no fee whatsoever. And you can do it from the U.S. or Canada. They are a licensed money services business, and it's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive to use ExpressCoin. So if you do over $40, the fee is very, very low. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. Let's go to Steve. He was about to tell us a story. Steve, you're back on with us on Free Talk Live.
Okay, great. So what I wanted to bring up was the bath salts.
Yeah.
Talking about drugs and stuff. One of my friends, he was using the bath salts and on a regular basis, and he ended up going into a hotel room and like ordering a bunch of them, like he was getting them through mail, you know, they were mailed to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up going into a hotel room. He was staying with his parents, and he like got a hotel room, and he locked himself in the hotel room, did a bunch of them. And then what happened is he was on the first floor, but he went crazy and he just ran through the window.
Oh my.
On the first floor. Yeah.
So he survived because of that?
No, he didn't survive. Nope.
Oh my God.
Darwin.
I've known this guy since I was in high school, like This is a good friend. He ran around the parking lot and then ended up, like, going into a creek.
So was it like he was, like, all cut up from the glass, or?
Yeah, how did he die? He drowned?
He bled out.
He bled out in the creek. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Kids, don't do bath salts.
Yeah, bath salts. Bad idea. Bad idea. Steve, thanks for sharing the story. Anything else you want to get out there tonight?
Well, I was going to ask you about this. What were you saying? What was it? Are you talking about Amanita muscaria?
Oh, you're talking about, that's a mushroom, right?
Yeah, it's a red mushroom with dots on it.
That's got psilocybin in it. Doesn't that have psilocybin in it, the Amanita?
I don't think it's psilocybin. It's something else. But
no, we were not talking about mushrooms tonight. Mark, we're talking about Flaca, which is a new designer drug, sort of akin to bath salts, from what I understand. But, Steve, thanks for the call tonight. We'll see if we can get more information for you. I'm sorry, I don't know my mushrooms that well to know, what... I'm pretty sure that... Well, I don't want to talk further about mushrooms. We'll come back to that if necessary here in a moment. But, yeah, Mark, what do you know about bath salts?
Only what I've read on the news, and that they're some kind of synthetic drugs, and that people are doing crazy things on them. I think that there's so many different types of them, it's difficult to know which ones are, the more dangerous and which ones the less dangerous, but I wouldn't go near anything like that synthetic. Blech.
So the bath salts, they're sort of a category. There are a lot of these things. And essentially, the bath salts were manufactured, a lot of them made over in China. They're manufactured chemically to be similar to some of the illegal drugs in the United States. So similar to cocaine, similar to MDMA, similar to methamphetamine. So these are what bath salts, the goal was to essentially ape those substances by tweaking the chemical structure to where it's not cocaine. But it's similar to cocaine chemically, right? Mm-hmm. So there's like I'm not a chemist or whatever, but they, move a molecule here or there, or they add a proton or whatever the heck they do to, make it different, slightly different, just enough to where it wouldn't be illegal. Well, now they've tried to make the bath salts illegal, but the idea was that if it wasn't the same exact thing, then it wouldn't be illegal, so it'd be sold openly, and it was for a long time. And a lot of times these similar substances were actually sort of more fast-acting, and short-lived, so like the stuff that was supposed to ape ecstasy wouldn't last for as long, so that somebody would have to keep coming back for more. And so similar things, I guess, were the case with the cocaine and the methamphetamine. So this stuff, not very good at all. I recommend you stay away from the bath salts. And some people were going
anything
real
called
crazy.
Bath salts, don't put in your mouth.
Really crazy. Like, there was this guy in jail that was on bath salts while I was in there, and man, he was having a bad time. He was letting out blood-curdling screams while he was alone in a holding cell. Just horrifying stuff to watch and to hear. We're coming up, 855 450 free. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, we're back with Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-453, 855-450-3733, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month into the show with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right there on the site. Send $5 a month in and Free Talk Live will use that to propagate this program to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country. We're on over 150 stations right now. We could be on 300, 400, 500. It's all possible, but it takes marketing and that takes money. So please amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. You will get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, AMP-only forum, AMP-only Facebook group. Go get all the details. Get signed up. AMP.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, AMP.freetalklive.com. One of our last callers, pointed out, or he brought up Amanita muscaria mushrooms. I was asking if we were talking about those. We were not talking about mushrooms tonight. But I didn't remember offhand whether those were psilocybin-based or not, and I've now pulled them up on Wikipedia. They are not. According to the Wikipedia story here, unlike psilocybin mushrooms, the effects of A. muscaria have generally been considered undesirable for recreational use. The effects of intoxication can be variously described as depressant, sedative, hypnotic, disassociative, and deliriant. Paradoxical effects may occur. Perceptual phenomena such as macro macropecia and micropecia may occur, which may have been the inspiration for the effect of mushroom consumption in Lewis Carroll's Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Additionally,
but Ames, is the belief that you're growing or shrinking?
I guess. Additionally,
one
Ames,
pill makes you larger. This one, yeah.
Additionally, A. muscaria cannot be commercially cultivated due to its mycorrhizal relationship with the roots of pine trees. However, following the outlawing of...
You're saying you can't grow pine trees?
Following the outlawing of psilocybin mushrooms in the United Kingdom, the sale of the still legal A. muscaria began increasing. So A. muscaria has nothing to do with the psychedelic effects of the psilocybin mushrooms out there, which are most commonly used for recreational purposes. So I'm glad I could clear that up.
Tom Robbins is one of his books. He speculates, and I imagine he got it from someplace else. That's just the job of an artist is to swipe stuff and amplify it, but abstract thought was created by whatever our our Australopithecus ancestors are that found themselves some mushrooms and some yak poop and had decided to try them out and then somehow caused a breakthrough in abstract thought.
I believe it. I think it's certainly true.
It's a possibility.
Animals have been tripping for a long time.
There's other speculation that humans began and created cities so that they could just grow wheat to make beer.
Now let's go to the phones to the fun. Chris is on the line in Connecticut. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good evening, guys. This is Chris. Hi, Chris. From the police state of Connecticut. You guys have piqued my interest on this Flocka subject. But then that last really slow man caller happened to bring up A. muscaria mushrooms. And then you went ahead and kind of stole my thunder on that, Ian.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wikipedia of earwit of drugs like myself back in the day. Yes, the A. muscaria, they do grow around here, and kids, don't try and eat those because you could mess up and end up destroying your liver in one wrong mushroom or maybe a couple wrong mushrooms, you know? The active ingredient is muscimol, as in the name, A. muscarin. I have tried these before, and I have even brought them to a mycologist after the fact, and they don't really have great effects. They will get you somewhere, but it's not really where you want to be. Nothing beats the good old psilocybin bag of mushrooms.
Yeah, disassociatives aren't really something that are attractive to me. Mark, you tried some DXM when you were in prison, right? Or was it before prison?
Yeah, I drank some cough syrup while I was in prison to get high.
Yeah, I mean, that's a disassociative. DXM is a disassociative, meaning that you disassociate from yourself, right? Like you are outside of yourself in some extent or not really connected to your faculties or whatever. I mean, I don't know how to describe it. I've never done more than a very light dose of DXM, so I did not really experience.
The ultimate disassociative is a special K, also known as ketamine. That's how it gets you in your body. But back to the original subject at hand, you were talking about Flocka, and you had mentioned something that really irked me. You had said somebody, some girl, had gotten a delivery and the agents of the state set her up and they're holding her without bail. Was that correct?
Possibly. I'll have to review what the story said here.
All right. If that was the case, I mean, that's just disturbing that they would hold somebody because of this dangerous drug.
Yes, without bail. That's correct. Yep.
Disgusting. And down here in Connecticut, I just saw on the news the other day, some kid, even though we don't have illegal small amounts of cannabis anymore, I guess he had some, some of the newfangled butter or shatter, whatever the hell they're calling it.
Mm-hmm.
They plastered this poor 18-year-old's face up on the news and showed his stash, and oh my God, cops talking, people in the neighborhood, oh, we might have to move now. I mean, the propaganda is just disgusting, and the drug war is just retarded, and well, it's not retarded if you're making a racket out of it, but I'm just so sick of it, you know? And
I
don't
heard you, Chris.
Anymore.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate the feelings and the thoughts. I appreciate you calling at 855-453. Well, that's why I wanted to have the two different perspectives on Flocka, right? So we shared with you earlier the AP story, which is more of the kind of the standard mainstream media perspective of look at all these crazy people, this stuff is very dangerous. And I'm not saying it's not dangerous, but let's get a different perspective here from Gawker in a moment. But first, let's go to JP. He's in Keene, New Hampshire, listening via TuneIn. Hello, JP.
Hey, Ian, I've been wanting to press this issue for a while. I know it's a little bit off topic, but it's been on my mind for a good 2.5, maybe 3 weeks.
No problem.
When is it good or not good to call the police? I mean, I've been called a snitch. I mean, you know me. I'm a avid cop blocker in Keene. I do Keene cop.
Yeah, you and I were out on the streets last night.
Yeah, they're correct. And I'm not a very big fan. You've seen how I react to them. I'm not a big fan of them. But when you have no choice and you have multiple children and you have an aggressor who threatens you with a weapon and stalks you and follows you, what other choice do you have to protect your children, your home, yourself,
I don't know what your choices are, but you're within your rights if you've been threatened to call the police, in my opinion. The fact is that you are the protection service that you're forced to pay for is the police. Now, you could call Wackenhut or some other protection agency, but they don't have the same powers, the arrest powers that the police have. And since you've been burgled already for your money for paying for the police, there's no reason why you shouldn't pay for them. I don't advocate against the police. What I advocate against is bad funding models, and I think that we have bad funding models when it comes to many government programs, all government.
Well, I think the issue internally, especially with local activists, they want to vocalize their anger towards someone too quick, and they want to judge the situation way too quick. And I got a backlash when I ended up calling the police that day just to take documentation, because I have an active restraining order on the guy, and he comes within 50 yards of me, and he's threatened me with a wrench. He's even in the past on video and on audio says he's going to make my kid's life a living hell. So when I'm put in a situation where, okay, do I want to stand up for my ideals and say F the police and, for the sake of having a bunch of people like me, I'd rather protect my children and make sure all my T's are crossed and I's are dotted and stuff like that. I really had no other choice, because who am I going to call? The people that are calling me a snitch or a cop caller, or things to that effect. And I don't think there's anybody in this area that's done more activism against the police than me the past couple of years. I got thousands of hours, hundreds of hours in. Going after these guys for victimless crimes and open containers and stuff.
I'm on your side on this, JP. I think that there's certain people within the activism movement who are kind of like these purists who act like they are better than everyone else because they claim they won't do certain things. But all that said, I think you're well within your rights. There is no alternative to the police, as Mark said here. So what else are you supposed to do? I mean, you can grab a weapon and defend yourself if the crazy man attacks you. There's no doubt about that. But it's not a bad idea to put it on the record that you've been threatened by this person in the first place. That way there's a paper trail to where if something does happen, where if this person does come after you with a wrench, that at least, there's been something in the past where, there's been some sort of an official record that you've had issues previously and that this has been investigated. I think that, backed into a corner, which was kind of the situation that you were in, this person confronted you and violated a restraining order against you, and I don't think that you were out of line at all.
Well, the thing on top of that is basically, if I fought the guy, I'll get called an aggressor and someone that's violent, protecting myself. So I'd rather pick.
Well, you might also catch a criminal charge too if you get involved in combat as well. JP, thanks for the call tonight. You're with Keen Cop Block, doing great work out there. Thanks for that too. We're coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
How strong is Allegra D?
Keep my congestions out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.